Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. A former officer of the Salvadoran military who spent years living in Everett is being sent to Spain this evening to face trial. The man is accused in the murder of six Jesuit priests in El Salvador. It happened in 1989. Those killings became the subject of a probe by the late Massachusetts Congressman Joseph Moakley. The investigation concluded that the Salvadoran military was responsible. WBUR's David Boeri reported from El Salvador after those murders. He's followed the investigation since then and the accusations facing the suspect who was living in Everett. His name is Inocente Orlando Montaño Morales. David is with us now from federal court in Boston. David, the murders took place during a tumultuous time in El Salvador. Remind us what was happening in 1989.
That's right. There was a civil war in El Salvador, a dirty war, and we were backing and arming the government. There was a sudden rebel assault on the capital on November 16th, and army soldiers surrounded the University of Central America and the rectory of six Jesuit priests. And at gunpoint, the army soldiers ordered the pajama-clad priests outside and down on the ground. And there was another priest inside, along with a housekeeper and her daughter, and the soldiers shot them all, murdered them. The army tried to make it look like the rebels were to blame for it, but from the first indications, the late South Boston Congressman Joe Moakley and Jim McGovern, who, and a congressman now who was the top staffer, suspected a cover-up.
There were military complexes all around the place. Military people lived in those areas. You had their central intelligence agency in that area. I mean, it was the most heavily populated in terms of Salvadoran security forces of any place in the country. So the fact that you could have this exchange of gunfire and nobody would know about it was just not realistic by any measure.
The evidence would eventually show that the order to kill the priests and make sure there were no witnesses, that was the order, came from top army commanders.
Was Morales himself one of the commanders?
The evidence indicates he was one of the four colonels in, on the planning session, even if he didn't order the murders himself. He was the Minister of Defense and Public Safety as well at the time, a number of tortures and mass murders occurring under his watch. Dixon Osborne is the executive director of a group called Center for Justice and Accountability, and it's the evidence that was gathered by that center and the suit that it filed in Spain that eventually led to these charges.
The evidence that we developed showed that he was there on the night that the decision and the order was made to kill the Jesuit priests and to leave no witnesses.
So eventually, in 2011, a Spanish judge issued arrest warrants for Montaño and others, but nobody knew where he was until the Center for Justice and Accountability found him right here in Massachusetts.
Yeah, he was in Everett. What had he been doing here?
Well, this is stunning. It's like the war criminal living next door. He's living in a modest community in Everett under his own name, and he's working at the Necco candy factory making Mary Janes. So he was arrested and charged in federal court here in Boston after the word came into authorities, he's living among you. And he was charged with immigration fraud because he had come into the United States on a tourist visa. And he was applying or had applied for refugee protection that was intended for the victims of the war in El Salvador, not for the perpetrator. So he pled guilty in 2012 to filing false reports when he stated he had not been a soldier. He was sent to prison, and now he has been expedited to Spain to face charges related to plotting the murders of those Jesuit priests, the housekeeper and her daughter.
So Montaño's response to this is what? And what happens in Spain?
He claims he had nothing to do with it, that soldiers make mistakes, that he wasn't part of it. But now that the Spanish court has him and they needed at least one of the accused in person, that Spanish court is going forward with a trial for the murder of those six priests, the housekeeper and her daughter, so many years ago, and really what's been a 28-year wait for justice.
To see that no person is above the law, that justice can be done even given the distance and the time, I hope it serves to strengthen the resolve to continue to push for justice.
And that's Dixon Osborne, who's with the Center for Accountability and Justice.
WBUR's senior reporter David Boeri covering this story. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.